Jai Baba, Chapter 5. Baba's name began to spread after the time when Nana became a father for which he had waited for years. It was nothing short of a miracle. More and more people began to come to Shirdi to meet Baba and get his blessings. During the day, Baba would be surrounded by those who sought his blessings, guidance and predictions. It was understood by all who came that after sunset, Baba would retire and spend time alone in Masjid Ayi. Baba's needs were limited and he had no wants. All he had by his side was a chillum, some tobacco, a tin pot or a tumbler, a satka, a brick, tong, a gunny bag to sit and lie down on, and a cloth used for dry bhiksha or offering. He had begun to wear a kafni and his head was covered with a white cloth. He carried a satka with him always. Baba did not have a bath for days and the cloth covering his head wasn't washed for weeks. But a sweet fragrance came forth from Baba. I guess the fragrance of love and divinity. He had a special way of tying the white cloth around his head. He would tie the cloth around his head, which was then taken behind the left ear and twisted. This twisted cloth flowed from behind his left ear, which looked like matted hair. Baba wore no footwear, neither sandals nor slippers. He would walk bare feet everywhere he went, carrying his satka with him. He had a gunny bag which he used to sit and often lie down on. He had a fond attachment for that old gunny bag. He wore a kaupin, a cloth around his waist. And when it got very cold, he sat in front of the ever-burning fire which he had lit once when he had entered Masjid Ayi. This sacred fire called the Duni burnt night and day. And we are fortunate that this Duni still burns in Shirdi, warding away illnesses, evil eye, and keeping us all protected in the love of Sai Nath. Baba would sit in front of the sacred fire, facing the south direction, his hand resting on the wooden railing. Baba would keep chanting, Allah Malik. Allah or the Creator is the Lord and Master. And would say that all the temptations of the world, all ego and desires are offered in the sacred Duni. Baba loved the Duni. The blessed Masjid was very small. As mentioned before, it was a broken down place made of mud and cow dung, not more than 10 feet long, 7 feet deep, and the east side open to the forces of nature. It was only decades later, sometime in 1912, just before Baba took Mahasamadhi, that changes and modifications were made to the Masjid, much to Baba's annoyance. Baba did not like any kind of change. Earlier, there were pits which were knee-deep along with holes in the ground, but the modification took place overnight. All his lovers gathered and made the changes in a matter of hours. That is another story for some another day. Before Baba began to live in Masjid Ayi, he lived in a place which was like a resting home for fakirs and sages who travelled to Shirdi. In those days, as mentioned before, Baba would tie gungrus around his ankles and dance. Those who had seen Baba dance say that Baba would forget the world and, like a Sufi, would dance and twirl to the rhythm of the tambourine. Sometimes Baba would also sing songs in a different language with a melody that haunted the listeners. The dark night outside with countless stars in the sky, the oil lamps burning, throwing the light and shadows, and Baba slowly dancing, swirling and singing softly. Shut your eyes and be with Baba. You will see what I'm writing about. Shut your eyes and imagine our Baba, young and beautiful, dancing away without a care in the world. Can you hear the chan, chan, chan of the gurus? Can you see him swirl? Now hear him sing. It is silent outside. The sounds of crickets and other insects making the noise, accompanying the beat of Baba's dance. Baba was always fond of lighting earthen oil lamps. Earlier he would light them all over the place. He would light them in Masjid Ai and in the nearby Lord Hanuman and Lord Khandoba temples too. During Diwali, the masjid would be brightly lit with innumerable earthen oil lamps. Baba would go out for his rounds and with the tin tumbler in his hand, he would go to the shop sellers and ask for a little oil from each one. Initially, the shop sellers gave oil to Baba. But one day, they all met and decided that henceforth, they would not give that mad fakir any more oil. Their logic was that today he asked for a little oil, but tomorrow he might start asking for something else. Oil isn't cheap. Let him pay for the oil like all the others. The next day when Baba went to each shopkeeper, they all refused to pour any oil in his tin tumbler. Baba didn't say a word. He was quick to anger, but for some reason he kept silent. He went back to Masjid Ai. The grocers and the shopkeepers followed him at a safe distance. They were curious to see what Baba would do now. Baba first placed dry cloth converted into wicks in the earthen lamps. There were still a few drops of oil left in the tin tumbler. Baba filled the tin tumbler with water. All the while he was in deep prayer, he drank the water mixed with the few drops of oil. In a few seconds, Baba vomited all that he had drunk back into the tin tumbler. Then Baba poured the water which he had vomited into the earthen lamps, said a short prayer, lit the wicks. Lo and behold, the wicks burned nice and bright. The earthen lamps began to burn brighter and brighter and burn through the night. The shopkeepers were shocked and amazed, but saddened that they had failed to recognize the divinity in this mad fakir. They approached Baba, fell at his feet, and apologized profusely for refusing to give him oil and for trying to instigate him. Baba was in reality beyond anger, ego, hate, pettiness. When you swim in the flow of oneness, there is no room for shallow thinking, pandering the ego, or for nurturing the dark side within. Peace be to all. Hail Sainath. Jai Sai.